Meanwhile, heads of state, private sector leaders and development agencies are gathering in New York this week to assess the global fight against poverty. In his Angelus address yesterday, Pope Benedict called on them to have the courage to concretely take action and implement the Millennium Development Goals they agreed to over 8 years ago. Director of the Irish Catholic Aid Agency, Trocura, Justin Kilcullen, spoke to us about his hopes for the meeting.
What we're hoping for with heads of government gathering again is that there will be a renewed political commitment to the goals. Because it's one thing for the development professionals to report progress on programs and projects and give us statistics and so on. But it needs the political impetus that is required to really change fundamental things around the level of aid that has been given, how aid is structured, the whole problem of world trade and its relationship to agricultural production, the question of the education of young girls, the role of women, and so on. And it's not too late for significant progress to be made in the achievement of the MDGs if the political will is behind them. So the best case scenario is that the world leaders gathering in New York this week really commit themselves in a firm political resolve that they are going to put the resources into this that is required and look at the structures that are required to deliver the aid and deliver fair trade and debt relief to the poorest countries.